Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 28th of October, the 302nd day of 2024, with 64 days remaining on our way to 2025. The end of October, according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, extended forecast will be sunny and cool, with the average temperature 1 degree below normal and the average precipitation 1.5 inches below normal. Judging by how dry and coolish the past fortnight has been, the Old Farmer's guess seems about right. That's made me happy insofar as working on the house my girlfriend and I have been on again, off again building for several years now. Fair conditions are preferable to rain or snow. A fine autumnal afternoon is one when I arrive at the site and hovering near the base of the front gate is a small red dragonfly, content in its investigations of the changing terrain. This past week, my girlfriend and I made the most of early voting at the local town hall. Departing with our I Voted stickers featuring a moose, we paused just outside the entrance to the Orono town office and assumed the pose of a tango, facing one another, with heads turning oppositely, each left, then each right. Thursday coming up is All Hallows Eve, and the day after, All Saints Day, my mother's birthday. All mothers are deemed saints, but mine was born on All Saints Day. Heavenward this morning and tomorrow morning, a few hours before sunrise, our thin, waning crescent moon hangs above the eastern horizon near the bright star Denebula, the star at the end of the tail of the constellation Leo the Lion. Also tomorrow, our moon will be at apogee, or the farthest distance from Earth in the moon's elliptical orbit around our planet. The visitor to northern New England this time of year easily may become captivated by the mellow tones of the scenery, but for those of us who live here, the utilitarian and social dimensions of our immediate natural world are an implicit bonus. In his sonnet Landscape, the Belfast-born northern Irish poet John Hewitt recognizes such elements. For a countryman, the living landscape is a map of kinship at one level, at another, just below this, a chart of use. Never at any level a fine view. Sky is a handbook of labor or idleness. Wind in one arret is the lapping of hay, in another a long day of turf on the moss. Landscape is families, and a lone man boiling a small pot, a letters once a year. It is also underpinning this good corn and summer grazing for sheep free of scab and fallow acres waiting for the lint. So talk of weather is also talk of life, and life is man and place, and these have names. Today in 1636, Harvard University was founded by the Great and General Court of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Today in 1726, Anglo-Irish writer Jonathan Swift anonymously published Travels into Several Remote Nations of the World, later called Gulliver's Travels. Today in 1793, American Eli Whitney applied for a patent for his cotton gin machine. Today in 1831, English scientist Michael Faraday demonstrated his dynamo electrical generator. Today in 1858, R.H. Macy and Company opened its first store on 6th Avenue in New York City. Today in 1886, on Liberty, formerly Bedloe's Island in Upper New York Bay, U.S. President Grover Cleveland officially dedicated the Statue of Liberty, a gift from the people of France to the people of the United States. Today in 1962, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev capitulated to U.S. demands to halt delivery of nuclear-armed missiles to Cuba, bringing to an end the Cuban Missile Crisis. Today in 1965, the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri was completed. And today in 1971, Great Britain launched Prospero, its first Earth satellite. Today in 1952 in Nashville, Tennessee, Annie Potts was born and subsequently raised on an isolated farm near the Kentucky town of Franklin. In later years, after she had become famous for her role on the television series Designing Women, Annie appeared on David Letterman's show and remarked, My mother, she's a great gal, let me tell you. When we were tiny and my dad would be away on business, we had no neighbors. It wasn't like there was 911 anywhere if you heard a little noise. There were three of us little girls. We'd go down in the middle of the night and go, Mama, I heard something. And she'd go, all right. And she'd reach up on the back of the bed for a cool cigarette. Light that, kick the covers back, get her peignoir, slip it on carefully not to burn it, and she'd go out to the front hall closet, get a shotgun, put the cigarette in her mouth, go to the back door, kick it open with her hip, stick the barrel of the gun out, and fire off about five rounds, shut the door, and go back to bed. Biographer Ed Morrow surmises this no-nonsense attitude rubbed off on Potts and helped her become an actress. For example, in her first role as an extra in a Linda Blair film, Annie plays an inmate locked away in a tiny cell while waving as the lead walks by. At first, true to script, Annie is locked away in the cell and the scene is shot, but then, promptly forgotten, she spends hours in the cell before someone remembers to let her out. Today is also the birthday in 1466 of Dutch humanist and theologian Erasmus, in 1754 of American soldier and abolitionist John Laurens, in 1892 of American Dixieland jazz musician Dink Johnson, in 1903 of English writer Evelyn Waugh, in 1914 of American virologist and vaccine creator Jonas Salk, in 1915 of American comedian Dodie Goodman, in 1917 of Japanese-American actor Jack So, in 1925 of Little Orphan Annie cartoonist Leonard Starr, in 1929 of American poet and literary critic John Hollander, and of French actor Marcel Boisoufi. In 1932 of American model and actress Susie Parker, in 1936 of American country musician Charlie Daniels, and of American singer and guitarist Ted Hawkins, in 1939 of American jazz musician Andy Bay, and of American actress Jane Alexander, in 1941 of American singer Curtis Lee, of American jazz bassist Glenn Moore, and of British rock guitarist Hank Marvin, in 1943 of Spanish actress Charo Lopez, in 1944 of a Jamaican reggae songwriter Bob Andy, in 1944 of American actor Dennis Franz, in 1945 of British rocker Wayne Fontana, in 1948 of American southern rock guitarist Ricky Lee Reynolds, in 1949 of American athlete and prominent transgender figure Caitlyn Jenner, and of American bassist Kenny Passarelli, in 1951 of English rock keyboardist Jess Woodruff, and of American rock bassist John Reagan, in 1953 of American Hungarian songwriter Desmond Child, in 1955 of Microsoft founder Bill Gates, in 1963 of American actress Lauren Holly, and in 1967 of American actress Julia Roberts. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the sixth full week of autumn and to a synchronous 44th week of 2024.